time to quit playing. Completely quit playing. Most of you, from the youngest to the oldest, in fact, all of you, being brought up in religion, you've been taught to play with God. You were taught that, weren't you? Every one of us. You sit there and waited until Wednesday night or Thursday night. Now you've come into the new and living way. Not a way of religion, but a way of life. You have actually escaped the old world and all of its ways. You've come to a place now in the timetable of God when He has chosen to cleanse the earth of all disobedience and bring forth His kingdom age in the earth. You're living in a time now known as the time of judgment. And you hear of the first family that God has brought forth in the earth. You have an obligation not only to quickly enter into those things which has been ministered to you, but at the same time begin to give them out to other people. And this is what we're getting ready to do, and that's to bring forth all of God's family in the whole area. You did know that it'd take me by myself 5 or 10 years to bring all the groups forth, wouldn't it? God called you out for a purpose. And you've been sitting and learning to receive. And now, like it or not, you're going to give out. Now, our Father, filled with love and grace, when He gets you ready for you to move, you move. He set the pattern through the Jerusalem church. They didn't move, and He allowed persecution to come upon them and scattered them everywhere He wanted them to go. Now He spoke to me just like He spoke to Paul through the scriptures. And And he said, you shall be admonished by the mistakes of others. When I say go, they shall go. Said that way, there are no problems. So he has said, go, and you shall go. That's the easiest way. So what if you get out there to minister, and you get egg on your face? How many of you know what getting egg on your face is? So what? That's more wonderful than to fall under his chastening like the Jerusalem church is, isn't it? Now, I will not be going with any of you, any of the team. Rather, the Lord has spoken that I'll be flying from one place to another. As the team gets there, I'll be ready. Or within a day or two. But the team will be getting everyone in shape, ministering the messages they have. Okay? And we're going to move out. Five teams this time, all the way from Fresno to Florida. And here's the message. Listen to it. Serious. Time of fire and judgment, but a time of glory and deliverance. Are you ready? Judgment has come. Judgment has come. God's throne is now set. The books are now open. The judgment has come. Father God, my Father God, through Jesus Christ, his begotten Son, judgment has come. Oh, you think that's funny? You better listen to that rap, because that gavel's coming down on you. Fire and destruction for all the disobedient. The throne is now set. The books are now open. The judgment has come. Set his throne. The books are now open. The judgment has come. It's come now. It's not going to come. I read the books of all your life's deeds, and now open before your God, I read the book. With love and grace, commissioned by my Father, through Jesus Christ, I offer you a way to escape judgment. Destroy Satan all in your body. Father God, my Father God, I again offer myself to you to deliver. Destroys their life's work. This is the second death, cast into hell. All your life's work completely destroyed by the second. My God cries out for mercy. Through Jesus Christ, I offer you a way to escape judgment. Wipe your book clean. Have a new life. Judgment fire has now been set in the heaven. The books are now open. This is the time of decision in the earth. You don't have any problem, most of you. You've been given the truth, delivered into a place where where you can stand before God with your books wiped completely clean for the full reward. The only thing will hinder you, the only excuse most of you have, is what Paul called drawing back unto destruction. The truth you've been delivered, I testify of you, to you, did not come of man, did not come of Brother Pruitt. You know that, I don't have to tell you. It came by the revelation of Jesus Christ and our Father. And the truth you have been delivered to walk in this in simple faith will earn you a full reward. If you don't draw back, sit down and go to letting those old ways take you over. Not only will this earn you a full reward for your personal life, but it'll give you fruit, people to bring up before God. This truth that I've delivered you, these truths that I've delivered you, they're not mine. They were truths of God's ministers that's gone before, that were tried and tested in the fire. And they worked. Every one of them worked. All I've done is by the Spirit taken those truths of God, revealed them, and delivered them you to where you could easily understand them, broken down messages. They perform wonders in your life, and they'll perform more if you just won't mess around. Let this thing become a religion. The love of God, His mercy that rejoices against judgment is crying out in the whole earth. Father, my Father God, through Jesus Christ, the love He gave me, I cry, Father God. Revelation, the 20th chapter, verse 11 through 15. Listen at it. You ready? And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth fled. The earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. They fled away. That's how terrible it is. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open. Which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. Oh. respond in the Bible. It's word for word. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and the grave delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to the works that they'd done in this body, in this life on earth. And death and the grave were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death for all the disobedient Christians. Found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You don't believe that? Sure. Testified from Genesis to Revelation. Every man of God from Enoch on testified of the day of judgment. And now it's come upon you. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men to turn to his love and accept his grace. This is your job. This is your job. To deliver the grace and the love of God and the judgment of God. To bring people clean before the judgment. All of the family of God. One that's stuck these many years, it becomes your and my responsibility to deliver. Oh, yes. It becomes your and my responsibility to deliver them spotless before the judgment seat of God. And for all those out there which are called by the grace of God that have not yet come in to the family of God, it becomes your job and my job to seek them out. And in obedience to the Lord, this is exactly what we're going to start doing. We're not going to sit around like the Jerusalem church and some of the other early churches and let persecution scatter us, are we, Brother Donnie? If we can't be admonished by their mistakes, then God wasted their mistakes. Oh. Every man's works must be tried by fire. What sort of works will endure and stand? Every man's works must be tried by fire to see. see what sort of works he has. The only works that'll stand and receive a reward are the works of Jesus Christ put in your life by faith. This is the reason I stay on you. Stay on you, day and night. You get to striving around, running in confusion. You see me right there hammering on you. Well, he looked like he'd leave me alone. Listen to the judgment of God through Paul the Apostle, Christ speaking in and through him. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. How does faith come? Tell me, Brother Ron. Right. Cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you've been delivered enough faith through these words that you can build yourself up through these messages and build the faith of everyone that hears you. You have it. Only works that'll stand and receive a reward are the works of Jesus Christ put in you by faith. That work will not only move, this word and these messages will not only move you into a life of faith, but it'll absolutely decimate out of your life, if you'll just submit to them, all religions and all those religious hang-ups wanting Mama Nelson. Now, it may take it a little time, but it'll just tear out all works of that flesh and all your old religious ideas. If you just won't sit up there in your mind and argue with it and your feeling with it, just submit to it. Talking to Jesus, it'll just purge you and wash you by the washing of the water of the word. The first thing you know, you'll be just as clean in your mind and heart. You'll wonder how you got in that shape. Oh. And you can take these same messages and let the Lord add on to them your own revelation. And you can wash anybody clean. Yes, you can. Whether if your ministry be music, or personal counseling, or prophesying, or preaching, or just simply imparting the Holy Ghost. There's plenty more things that I'll put in your life as we go along. You got enough now. To enter into and call out every obedient person there is in your town. God's plan is this, to get the remnant out first. I don't care if they're not but seven people in a town that's the remnant. Are the faithful to God. Get them out. Get them moving in their ministry. And then get the others. That's God's plan. You check it all the way through the Bible. You didn't ever see him going wholesale, did you? He got the remnant first. His family first. And that's what he's doing. Oh, I now send you out in obedience to the Lord to deliver his word of love and grace, deliver people from judgment. You ready? With the love of God burning in your heart to warn all of the judgment of God and their way to escape. When you move into an area, that group in that area, they'll all get behind you and y'all will begin to work, minister, and do whatever until I get there or until I tell you to come home, one or the other. Now, you may work it out where there are short places to go. You may work it out certain meeting nights a week. But this first sending out by the Lord will be short, 3 weeks or a month, and we'll all be back in. Change over and another group will go out. But I hope you know it's time for me to move. I can't travel on the road 3 or 4 days with you, run around and powder your nose and You know how long I'll have to powder your nose and wipe you? Just as long as I'll do it without commanding you to begin doing it yourself. Won't it work that way? Sure, it's a whole lot easier you to sit up and watch me do it and then us just rejoice and you get the joy out of it and both of us rejoice. Yeah, and it's for you to do it yourself because it gets hard, doesn't it? But I'm not going to let you do it anymore. You that are ready, you're going to start powdering and wiping. Brother Britt, I might suffer. That's the most wonderful thing I ever heard. And I might make a mistake or do. I hope you do. You don't have any reason to. You don't have any reason to make any mistake at all. Because you've got a message for every need and then some. And you? Sure you have. Most of them are not only on tape, but they're typed out, ready for you to prophesy them and let it just become a part of your life. Ooh. How many of you scared? Yeah, that's good. Good sign. Fear of the Lord makes you dig. Some say with a compassion, God's tender love and goodness. Others say with fear, warning of judgment. Some say with compassion, God's tender love and goodness. Others say with fear, warning of judgment. Snatch them out of the fire. Oh, 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 oh. God's love is something. And it's wonderful to be able to go up to a person, show them tenderness and goodness of God, and lead them on into the fullness. And I wish it could be so that all you had to do is to go sort of pet around on them a little, and they just come right on in like little lambs. passion. God's tender love and goodness. Others say with fear. With what? Others say with fear. Warning of judgment. Snatch them out of the fire. How many of you would have been here where you are today if I hadn't arranged fire and judgment? I don't mean just talked about it, actually put it on you, didn't I? Imparted to you. How many of you would have been here? You'd have been here, Brother Joe? I think not. Of all people, I think not. One of the greatest shows of maturity of the love of God in your life is when you can stand right up to a person and just impart judgment to them and snatch them out of that fire. Now I know, Brother Ron, you think the greatest show of judgment, greatest show of love, is to be real. God's mature love abhors evil, loves the person, but absolutely attacks that evil in their flesh, Satan in their flesh. Religion attacks it with fire, doesn't it? And God's love moving in a person is blind, is absolutely blind to a person resisting him. He just pours it on and pours it on and pours it on and pouring it on and pouring it on till that person cries out and he's delivered. Now you develop that thing in love and it won't bring condemnation. It'll bring judgment or deliverance. Ooh. Love of God never said, oh, now you all right, but you ought to sort of change it. This is not a reform movement. No, sir, this is not a crusade. This is snatching people out from the judgment of God and delivering them before him clean and whole. God's love never compromises with your old ideas and your old ways. Of course, I know it's time for you to understand a few things, to grow up. Most of you have thought that I didn't love you because I descended on you with a passion. It's time for you to learn different. Now, if I'd been operating in my fleshly love, it'd be a whole lot easier to just leave you alone and sort of fellowship with you, wouldn't it? Eat and drink with you and tickle around on you and say, oh, you doing all right, wouldn't it? But the love of God won't allow that. It says you must destroy their old way to bring forth a new way. And don't call it love as long as you're not doing it. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Father God, through Jesus Christ, his begotten Son. has set his throne. Judgment has come, the bulls are now open. I read the book of all your life's deeds, now open before God. I offer you a way to escape judgment. The fire of God, the fire of His love, is now offered to destroy Satan. All in your body, Father God, Father God, I again offer myself to you. Destroys all their life's work. This is the second day. Cast into hell. All your life's work completely destroyed by the second. Cries out for mercy. Through Jesus Christ, I offer you a way to escape judgment. Wipe the slate clean, have a new life. Oh, 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 oh. of judgment fine has now been set in the heaven. The books are now open. Love of God, His mercy that rejoices against judgment is crying out in the old earth. Father, Father, through Jesus Christ, the love that He gave me, I cry. Revelation, the 20th chapter, verses 11 through 15. And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose faith the earth fled. The earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. They fled away. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. According to the works done in the flesh in this life, they were judged. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and the grave delivered up the dead. And they were judged, every man according to the works they were just and death and the grave were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men to turn to his love and accept his grace. Every man's works must be tried by fire. Of what sort of works it will stand. Ooh. 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 Every man's works must be tried by fire to see what sort of works he has. The only works that will stand and receive a reward is the works of Jesus Christ. Put in your life by faith. God's throne is now set. The books are now open. The judgment has come. Father God, my Father God, through Jesus Christ, his begotten Son, judge. Judgment has come. watching. For all the disobedient, the throne is now set, the books are now open, judgment has come. Father God, through Jesus Christ, has set his throne, the books are now open, judgment has come. I read the books of all your life's deeds. Now open before your God, I read the books. With love and grace, confession by my Father, through Jesus Christ, I offer you a way to escape judgment. The fire of God The fire of His love is now offered to destroy Satan all in your body. Ooh. 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 Up to you to deliver your love. The fourth horseman of death and hell is now loosed in the earth, marking all for judgment. All who reject are marked by death.